Blog Talk Radio.
Bum, 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 bum. What's going on, Blog Talk Radio people? This is Fernando, and today it's Sunday, April 3rd. It's 4 p.m. So today is about just catching up with a lot of stuff going. I know that I haven't been active on my podcast, but I just want to just, you know, catch up with you and let's see what's going on. Update Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if you already know that, but it's only for the member. Get about 30 minutes of broadcasting, and if you want that, you do have to subscribe to the premium member. It's the payment for that $29 something, and there's above that, and also there is one above that, which is the very top. I believe it's like $149 a month. My show is actually not big, so there's no way I'm not on my budget to that. For $29 per month, but who knows? Maybe today, you know, someday that I'll be able to afford that. And, you know, if there's any revenue coming in, I know that Blog Talk Radio that's helping you to have revenue coming in, but. My listeners are listening base. It's not like I'm comparing it, you know, to who's that? Mr. Glenn Bennett. Like millions of order, Russ Lim, millions of listeners out there. So that's what's going on. And what's going on with me? So you can see that I don't know how to start. busy. Well, that last time I broadcasted, I told you guys that I live in Waukegan, but I'm still Waukegan, which is north of Chicago, and been here since, and with a lot of stuff on with church, jobs, and family, and all that. It just didn't have, could not find any spot opening for casting. But hopefully every Sunday, I'll be able to do at least half our casting and about the matter. And current events. Yeah, I think I want to do is do the, you know, we still do the on this date and news and what's going on in, you know, internet. What's been bought, things like what's at, you know, Twitter trends, what's the things on Facebook, what's going on in the social media world and politics, and that, religion, you know, things like that. You want to stop by, we got 7 minutes into the still have plenty of time, so if you want to call in 347-848-12. I'm going to try to put my chat room up, that would be Fernando Poniente. Just for Fernando Poniente, and you should find me. We'll just type in the coolest guy on earth. You should be able to come up with that. My daughter, there we go. Shh. The apartment that currently living in right now, we have a luxury, have two bathrooms. And I was so glad when so happy that we have that two bathroom with five kids. And you know, my wife, my little, actually the youngest one, he calls it the boys' bathroom, the one with the doesn't have tub. But recently, you know, he found out how to open it from the outside. And I don't know if it's just a routine for him, but the time I go in there, and he feels like he's obligated to just open them and open. You know, so like earlier I was in a bathroom just doing my thing. He just he opened, and I was sitting on the throne, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he said, and he started laughing, you know, laughing like kind of. And he ran, and I shut it again, and then locked it again in my thing, and here goes again. I heard that the morning I popped because he picked he used the key to and he's able to open him. He's, you know, 3 years old. Figure things out. I mean, even like sometime when he gets a screwdriver and he started unscrewing things around the house, like tables. I mean, tables like collapsing. My speaker, the amplifier, and at one time he did the other house. He managed to take. And get this, with a butter knife. So he was, and he likes Bob the Builder, and he likes to think things, fixing things. So that's what's going on, and you know, he's learning how to use computer now, and he likes to play with Nintendo DS. Other daughters, these. So what's going on in politics? Let's go with what's going on. Let's read off what's going on here. I'm not gonna be able to play music here because apparently that some of the music I have stored into the Blog Talk Radio files actually deleted or erased. So I'm gonna have to dig it up. Thoughts that I have on the computer, if I can find them. If you do have songs that you want to play, just email me, get a hold of me, go to Facebook, type in my name on Twitter, you'll be able to find me, and let's play it here on Blog Talk Radio, and in a Pony and Day Show. Now, things going on in, you know, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin. Tea Potters actually called them, like, Harry Reid, and Schumer actually, they call them extreme. In my opinion, I think so. With Tea Party and some of the Democrats. Now, I'm saying all of them, you know, they are somewhat on the side of being extreme to what they believe in and their opinions on things. Been around for 2012. Who's going to win with the 2012 president candidate? Speculations on actually Sarah Palin and you know, Huckabee still be there. I think so. I think Obama's going to move to recapture the White House in 2012. He's trying. You know, he's trying, making all that, you know, his recent decisions as far as and everything else. Exactly, he's making foes or enemies and some of the. Like Louis Farrakhan and the Black Panthers, I do not like or dislike his move on Libya, on what's going on around the country. So, no look for that. According to Farhan, he's getting into where he is implementing the white, so quote unquote, white man policy. So I don't know what that means. So that's what's going on around that. Entertainment. Recent things on Charles Sheen. I'm buying. Man, I wanted to be on the Black Talk Radio and start talking about that. And I didn't want to, didn't have time. So that's what happened. Interesting things actually. These Charles in the Agri-World Show. I believe that's in Detroit. And he was actually booed and heckled, and actually was banned by the crowd. And a lot of audience actually chanted "Refund." Oh my goodness! Winning. I don't know, banana. Tell you. I don't know how can you buy those. But he's not even a comedian or do there like on the stage, just make a fun of, just being hysterical or not being dumb. Snorting cocaine on the stage. I was thinking I don't know. But he was rude. So, and that looked good. Sir, did not look good. What else? Coming up with The Hangover Part 2. Many of you probably looked at The Hangover Part 2 on the first one. Not kids. Certainly not kids, and certainly the part two doesn't look promising. But the thing I want to watch, though, is the Captain America. That's what I want to do. First Avenger 2000. This is coming up. That's what I want to see. Back to the Hangover. They have a monkey now, I think. And I think they went to Bangkok. And Senior Ping Hong or whatever, like the Chinese guy in there. I'm looking at the video on YouTube right now. And nope. I don't watch that yet. It wasn't too it's funny. I like the movie, but wasn't like really going down and first thing the list kind of thing. No, it's not me. Where did it go? It's right here. There it is. Let's go in here, and we're going to talk about the, let's do the Honest Day segment next time. Once again, because this is just catching up. What's going on, and how I want to move in the future, and that's what we do. Do this Sunday show. Keep an eye on Blog Talk Radio for me, or my Twitter. Keep an eye for the post or the post for the tweet. It's not a post. Tweet. They call it tweet Twitter. If you You're not on Twitter? Come on, you. We're not on Twitter. You're not on Twitter. I don't know why, but pretty sure you're on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, a message from Theresa. You see, yeah, still works there during the break of school. I don't know what's in the Wilderness Resort, some Wisconsin in the Dells. She said she works at the reservations now. So, going to, what are we going to do here? What are you, what's this worth of wins out there? NCAA. Yeah, my goodness. And UConn's going to the court or the championships. Other base in Indiana. UConn, actually Connecticut, or other people call it Connecticut. But my predictions are actually going to be Butler by 3 points. Butler 3 points, and that is that's my prediction. And predictions, and it's shame on you, and you like Hitler. Where is that from? Oh yeah, the Greg Gutfeld, like that, the one on Fox, Red Eye. It says, if you disagree with me and you are it. The recent murders of the UN staff because of Terry Jones. They blame it on Terry Jones and he said they burned the Quran. And he did, according to Richard, an Afghan mob killed at least 7 U.S. personnel. They're trying to think about what they are trying to speculate that if it is connected. And, you know, I mean, there's people blaming Terry Jones. And Terry Jones told ABC News in the Nightline interview tonight that he said, well, we wanted to raise awareness of this dangerous religious religion and the elements. I think today's attack proves that there is a radical element of Islam. Actually, he proved that. I was listening to the all reports. That actually, he started as a peaceful the rally, and there is actually people that joined the rally that wanted to kill, you know, the kind of mixed in with those crowds, and when escalating the violence, and there was 11 that was including 11 UN staffers and guards. And one said he does not feel responsible. Oh, brother! And I don't what he did in the Quran. I mean, it's, you know, he's entitled to thing. You can do that. My opinion is my opinion. I know that the people in Afghanistan, those radical Islam that go to the street and burning after like glass, you know, stuff. They burn stuff. Terry Jones, by doing that, by burning on it, he's thinking it. Same level of in, you know, in the midst of burning. I don't know. It's not going to solve anything, and it's going to create more violence. And that's just me. That's just my opinion. Thank you. And if you disagree with me, I think you're Hitler. And that's, you know, I think is Terry Jones will be now. Well, I'm not the same anymore because I think he, I'm not in danger. Need to watch out, that's for sure. For them radicals that want to kill him. And he seems to be a Christian, but I don't think he represents all Christians around the world, only here in the United States. So, what do you think? Is it free speech on his part, according to him? Or is it responsible behavior, what he did? And that's your opinion, and I'll stick with mine. Now, go to the Blaze Town. Blaze.com, run by Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. And if you go there, you see a lot of interesting stuff in there that they post. And the Afghan, it says here, the Afghan mob actually forced Obama. That's like Obama is wearing a tie. Big head. Looks like a pig to me. And it says, I don't know what's going on there. Start beating him. I don't know what's going on that. All right, we have about 3 minutes on our show today. That's it. If you are listening and see what's been going on, let's catch up. Follow me on Twitter on at Grinferno. That's GRINFERNO. And follow me on Facebook. I should be there. Also, visit my blog. I know that's still under construction, but the blog would be Amen Versus, AMNBS, blogspot. And tune in with me next week, next Sunday. We talk about how are we going to I don't know. Just how are we going to do something? We'll make it interesting. Plus, the you know, some more sports going on the NFL. We'll talk social media. Are we in a bubble? They're going to burst, the social media burst. Is it happening? What's going on? 2.0? Is it going to 3.0? So this is me, Ponian. I'm signing off. So next week, Fernando Ponian, Digital on BlogRadio.com. Peace now.